friends. Case number one. James is 37 years old, and it so happens that he's an only child, and his father has been dead for quite a number of years. In fact, he hardly remembers him, and James is still living with his mother. He has a job. He works as a bookkeeper for a commercial firm. He's worked for the same firm for 10 or 12 years. Promotion has been slow, but steady, and he's pretty contented with his job. For quite a while, in fact, for quite a number of years, he's been interested in Buddhism. Not only interested, he's made quite a close study of the different schools of Buddhist thought, and he has a quite considerable collection of books, not only on Buddhism, but on different Eastern philosophies and religions. Not only that, he's even written and published in Eastern Buddhist magazines one or two articles on Buddhism, which have been quite well received. James also cherishes two or three Buddha images that he's picked up at various antique shops, and he's rather proud of these. Unfortunately, James's mother is not at all in favour of Buddhism. She wouldn't mind if James collected stamps. She wouldn't mind if he had any other similar innocent hobby. But Buddhism is going a bit too far. And she's rather opposed to Buddhism, and she does her best to discourage James's interest in it. Now, James, of course, doesn't give up his Buddhist interests or activities altogether, but he very definitely has to keep them within certain limits. For instance, his mother would be deeply shocked if she knew that he had on the premises such things as images of the Buddha, because these are obviously heathen idols. So the images have to be kept locked up in a cupboard in James's room. And mother doesn't know about them at all. She doesn't even know that they're there. And James takes them out and looks at them every night before going to bed. And then he puts them back in the cupboard and he locks the door. Of course, I need hardly tell you that James cannot go to any of the retreats, either the Easter retreat or the summer retreat. He gets just 3 weeks holiday a year, and of course he has to take mother away to the seaside for those weeks. I need hardly tell you that James is unmarried. But recently he's been feeling a bit restless. He feels he needs to expand, but he doesn't want to hurt mother's feelings.